Welcome to Time with Faber, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 15, Wednesday, 2019, day 135. Today's topic, in God's name, sure win. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Faber. Today's four passages are Psalm 69, verses 13 to 18, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1 to chapter 18, verse 4, John chapter 8, verses 21 to 30, Proverbs 15, verse 11. Today's main passage. That's from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 to 47. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give all of you into our hands." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening, in human eyes, what this young man David said to Goliath was foolish, arrogance, and self-destruction. But in David himself, what he said represents his faith of how he experienced God through the past many years of God's protection and guidance. Also, the courage he received from God's presence at that moment to lead him using just one stone, one kill, and down with Goliath. How about you? Are you facing with something you are not able to deal with to pull you into trouble and darkness? Do you know it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to experience what David experienced, that it is not by sword or spear that you save, for the battle is yours. You are the Lord of lords and King of kings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any inspiration from today's message? Number two, what is your next step for you to have victory just as David had? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of how to have victory as David had. May the Lord bless you.